You're listening to Radio Primavera Sound, proudly presented by Cupra.
And welcome again to Line Noise, Radio Primavera Sound, at the Primavera Sound Festival, and we are joined by Mad Miran. How are you doing?
Good. Steady. Yeah, I'm doing good.
Steady is a good...
Steady, yeah. Steady. Steady line. Yeah, ready for the night. Yeah.
Talking of the night, you're going back-to-back with John Talbot later tonight. What do you most like about back-to-back sets?
Surprising my brain. I think I'm quite a perfectionist with DJing, and back-to-backs just makes it, it just surprises. I cannot never prepare that until the end. Usually it frustrates me in the process at home. And then I give up because I'm like, I cannot do more. I have to wait until it happens. And that's the nice thing about it, because then when it happens and it goes well, it's just double euphoria because it's not planned. So I think I really like that about it. Yeah. And sharing my world with somebody else is always amazing. And I always play back-to-backs with DJs that I admire myself or have danced to myself, for sure. So it's a really nice get-together, yeah.
If it was me, I would be planning a song that's so sort of awesome that no one can top it. Do you have that song in your armor?
So awesome that nobody could...
Yeah, like kind of the best song. It's like, just follow that, John Talbot.
What do you mean, follow the...
Well, no, because you're going back to back with someone, and you've got a song that's so good that there's nothing that can follow it.
Well, there's something... Then usually it's my last track,
right.
I guess. Then I would like propose it to my last track. Last night I also played back to back, and there was this situation, actually, that there was a really nice track, and we were like, we definitely have to play it. But it was very euphoric and epic. A beautiful track, but like there was no other option. Then yeah, we played as the last track. So then I do this with it, I guess. See,
can I ask what track it is?
Last night it was like a Mr. G track,
right,
with the Advent together.
Oh yeah.
Take a Chance. It's a collab, and it's really housey. So you have to like, but it's really fast. So you have to kind of, you cannot just pull it up. You have to plan it a bit. Yeah. So yeah.
What about dropping an Ortega track so they have to mix out of that?
Yeah, no, that's a mission. That's for tonight, especially. We had some talks with John Talbot, because we're not playing like a normal back-to-back. We're like, we also announce ourselves as ADHD DJs, because we can talk about music for 7 hours and just get lost in it. And tonight we will owe the set to that and to the music we listen to, which is like the IDM brain and stuff. Stuff that is like, just there's no BPM to be aligned to it. So we definitely had to make some plans to like, okay, if I play this track, I will then follow up. Or we might, it's like you will plan some, I don't know, a pause or play with like ambient tracks to like make a continuation. But not like, because you cannot mix it.
No. Are you going to play some Ortega? I might explode.
We will. I have so much. No, but I will also explode. Because
okay.
Hearing that on a loud sound system, that's for us both. Like I texted Uri Talbot. Like I think I will cry if I hear this track. And it was a played track. And I was like, maybe we need tissues. And he said, yes. Like just, you know, the songs you listen to. Like, oh. And then like hearing them loud, it's going to be for us both like a nice experience. Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm getting excited like as we speak about it. Yeah.
You live in Barcelona, right?
Yeah, not 1 year ago.
Okay. What do you like about the city?
Personally, for me, I really like living in Holland. It's below sea level. Like living in a country where I can go to the mountains and go to the sea. The quality of life for me in the small things is better. This world right now for me is quite, it's just too much sometimes. And I feel like I have so much electricity in my body, but if I don't have the right machines to put it into, it all goes to my head. And I was noticing that a bit in Amsterdam. And it's not Amsterdam, it was my head in that. And I feel nice here. I go to the beach. I buy fruit at 11 p.m., you know, and I have good friends here that really make me feel safe here as well. So, yeah, it's been a year already, yeah, unexpectedly,
And what do you think about the sort of the club scene, electronic music scene?
Electronic music is interesting. There's a lot going on. Every weekend there's lots of DJs coming in and out for the clubs here. But what I also noticed and totally surprised me before moving here is like the warehouse and the smaller collectives, a lot of collectives in Barcelona, that due to the maybe bigger commercial industry running in Barcelona, primarily they also thrive because they need that. So places like Canino FM that's now like growing, but also like Joko Collective or like How Maricas also became big because they really miss something in the nightlife. And that's really interesting for me because there's a kind of freedom for this. And in Amsterdam, it's a very different kind of freedom. Yeah.
Right.
And I only noticed while living here. Yeah, I really like it.
You have a biography that says, and I quote, "Genres are disturbing, I play vibes."
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, like when people ask me usually what do you play or what kind of music you play, I'm literally like, I don't know what to say because I get a bit speechless because for me, a hip hop track can have more energy than a techno track. And I like to play with that in my DJ set. So I don't like to, it's hard sometimes to cut off something you hear by one genre or one word. I worked in a record store for 4 years. And it was really annoying for me sometimes to see some records being put into like techno, but you know that the album has like, it's, you know, it's not, it's something else. And I feel I feel the cutting off of music not, doesn't fit my brain per se. No, I don't differentiate it like that.
Well, see, this is what I was going to ask because I kind of agree with you. At the same time, the record store argument is quite strong. You know, a record comes in, you've got to put it somewhere. You can't just put it kind of in A or B, you know, or no one will find it. But like, don't you think genres can be kind of useful?
For sure, they can be useful as like a main thing, you know, when you're on Discogs also, you can like one main thing, like electronic music check. And then you go maybe into house and then you could go deeper. I feel like, yeah, it can be a thing, but don't see it as the end of your search process in music also, because you can find that groove like in a house, also in other things. But that's what I also then try to do in my DJ set, for people to realize that, to dance and be like, what is going on? But my body is moving, you know? And maybe the same way that they would have danced to like house music or whatever, or techno. So, yeah, I hope that makes sense for you.
It does. I mean, what kind of vibes are you going to play tonight? Or do you not know?
Because No, we know this is like the ADHD DJs planned. we're going to share our love for IDM and brain dance, I guess, music, and just different BPMs, but just focus is like beautiful songs we both love and we both never really play out during our normal DJ sets. So together we're doing it, yeah. I want to address what we're playing before, Dark Angelo, which is the
great
Italians ever that released on Reflex Records. And, you know, we're a big fan of them and I've never heard them live. One time during Corona, I played a COVID live stream with them on the lineup. It was in my room listening. But like Uri Talabot also not. So it's going to be a really special moment to hear our songs for the first time loud and then hear the live show of somebody we really love. Yeah, two people.
I have two questions I love to ask DJs. I have many, but these two in particular. When was the last time you cleared the dance floor?
Some weeks ago, actually, I was playing in Belgium and it was just, I cleared the dance floor. I did my best. But it was not applicable to the situation, as they say, yeah.
A different kind of vibe.
And sometimes it's a bit when the promoter that books you is then really excited to have you, but it just doesn't work out. It's a part of the job. I'm really working then. And I cannot do better than my best. So I put the monitor loud and I'm practicing for the next gig, basically.
And the last question, which I don't know if you're going to be able to answer, but do you have like a secret track, like, or a track that just works? It's your weapon. You're like, all right, this is going to do it.
Different situations, different tracks. Yeah.
Go on, give us one. Give us one.
Secret track. I'm thinking because also recently I lost my entire music collection. And I'm like,
what, was it stopping in Barcelona or something?
Yeah, like, yeah. No, like my life 3 months ago, it's been a proper reset. Like instead of recovering, I realized I couldn't recover anything anymore. So I've been like, I unzipped 978 zips. Yeah, can you imagine? That's like maybe
I don't want to
world
imagine
record. It. Exactly. I was like, is this laptop going to explode? But yeah, that. So now I'm just like, just organizing music. It's a lot of like, I'm re-listening to music a lot. But coming back to your questions, I'm finding out my bangers. There is tonight a particular track. Like I'm finding out my bangers. Yeah, I'm like rediscovering things because I'm going through my own collection again. But there is a track tonight that I'm going to play. It's an Anodyne track. And I never really played that out. It's a really special track. Yeah, that's a bit of a secret weapon. Yeah, yeah. It's a Chevron's Ecstasy edit from Anodyne. I forgot the track title, but it's a really, really beautiful track. And I'm sharing it with you because sharing is caring. I lost everything. Somebody has all my USB sticks, so...
I felt so bad for you. You moved to Barcelona and someone robbed your bag.
Yeah, and it was also from a van in the pickup from Nizza Club. It was just a horrible, horrible situation. Exactly. I lived here 1 year. Nothing happened to me. Life happens. And I see this as a new that's kitten.
There's kitten.
Kitten. I die. I didn't see her.
I heard she absolutely killed it yesterday.
Yeah, she played yesterday and I died. Sick.
Wow.
Legends. Like, yes, yeah.
Marianne, thank you so much for coming along. And 1:30 at the warehouse.
1:30 at the warehouse.
Back to back.
Junta ADH DJs. See.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. You're listening to Radio Primavera Sound, proudly presented by Cupra.